You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Today is Tuesday, October 5th. We'll explain how the Biden administration is tackling two delicate issues, abortion and trade. At least one controversial policy is now changing. Also, the issue that kept top social media apps offline for hours in what's thought to be Facebook's most widespread outage ever. Plus, why work in Hollywood could soon come to a sudden stop. Which two star athletes made history this week? And the Star Trek actor who plans to go to space in real life. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. President Biden is changing one rule put in place during the Trump presidency and keeping another. Let's start with the one that's getting reversed. It could mean more people will be able to access abortions. Under former President Trump, organizations that got taxpayer dollars from a federal family planning fund could not refer patients for the procedure. Already before that policy, clinics were not allowed to use the government money to pay for actual abortions. But Trump made it so the clinics could not even send their patients somewhere else for them either. At the time, some conservative groups praised Trump, saying taxpayer money should not help abortions happen at all, even indirectly. But women's groups called the Trump policy a gag rule, and medical organizations said it violated the relationship between clinics and patients. So a lot of health centers just decided to stop getting that funding from the federal government instead of having to comply with the new rule. Well, the rule is now changing again. The clinics getting money still cannot perform abortions, but they will be able to refer patients somewhere else. In response, Planned Parenthood's president called the latest action a, quote, huge victory, and she says a lot of clinics that left the government program are planning to reapply soon. But some critics have come forward, too, saying if abortion advocates want the government out of their business, they should stop taking government money. Either way, the change in policy starts next month. Another key policy from the Trump administration is staying put. The Biden White House says it'll keep pressuring China on trade. The new U.S. trade representative slammed China for unfair trade practices this week, and she says President Biden is not going to lift the tariffs or extra tax on Chinese goods. She also says the U.S. is going to keep holding China accountable for the commitments it made during the Trump administration. Remember, Trump launched the biggest trade war since the 1930s to try and get China to buy more American goods and stop it from pressuring American companies to hand over trade secrets. After negotiations, the U.S. added the tariffs, making it more expensive for companies to buy Chinese products. And China promised to buy more American agriculture and energy products, as well as manufactured goods. Now, the Biden administration says it looks forward to restarting talks with China since the last agreement expires at the end of this year. But for now, the same policies stand. Investigators might have figured out what caused one of California's largest recent oil spills. They think an anchor on a large commercial ship might have struck the oil pipeline. At least that's what Amplify Energy is saying, and it's the company that owns the pipeline. Ships are given anchor points to make sure those pipelines are avoided. So the Coast Guard is still trying to figure out what exactly happened here and if the ship's captain knew the pipeline was hit. Officials say they'll have more information today. State and federal officials have launched criminal investigations into this spill as well. Since the pipeline first started leaking, roughly 126,000 gallons of oil have gushed into the Pacific Ocean off the coast of Southern California. It's still threatening Huntington Beach, Laguna Beach, Newport Beach, and other Orange County coastal cities, as well as the wildlife who live there. A lot of beaches are now closed, and they could stay that way for weeks or months. Thousands of people who work for the nation's largest school district are now on unpaid leave because they did not get vaccinated against COVID-19. The vaccine mandate took effect at New York City's schools this week. Mayor Bill de Blasio says about 95% of employees have complied, getting at least one dose of a COVID vaccine before the deadline. But the United Federation of Teachers says about 4,000 employees it represents have not, so they're not at work. And that includes about 2,000 teachers. Still, the mayor says he's optimistic a lot more of them will get vaccinated in the coming days. In the meantime, thousands of vaccinated substitute teachers are going to the schools that need them. The New York City school system is one of the first in the country to require vaccines for staffers without an option to get tested each week instead. But it does allow for religious and medical exemptions. A group of teachers did sue over this, but they were overruled. The Supreme Court also decided not to take up the case. A similar mandate is set to go into effect later this month in Los Angeles. This year's Nobel Prize for Medicine went to two American scientists. They won for breakthrough research that could help doctors better treat chronic pain. Scientists David Julius and Artem Patapoutian have done separate studies into how the nervous system reacts to heat, cold, and touch. They pinpointed specific receptors in our skin that respond to temperature changes and physical pressure. And other researchers are now using this information to develop new treatments for pain that could be alternatives to prescription opioids, which can be highly addictive. Experts say the research could also eventually lead to better heart disease treatments. More Nobel Prizes will be announced throughout the week. More news coming up, but first, thanks to our sponsor, Crowd Health. For some people in the United States, their choices are either going without health insurance at all or paying sky-high deductibles while still wondering whether their medical appointments and procedures will actually be covered. Well, now there's a new option that's really made for people who are healthy and not already getting health insurance through an employer. So think freelancers, those in the gig economy, entrepreneurs, and more. It's called Crowd Health. It's not health insurance. It's a community-powered alternative. Crowd Health gets rid of the insurance middleman and passes those savings to its members. And for some, it can save hundreds of dollars every month. Crowd Health helps people who want to get and stay healthy in return for lower prices. And right now, just for the Newsworthy listeners, you can get your first 6 months for just $99 per month. That's a savings of almost 50% versus their standard pricing and a lot less than some high-deductible plans. Just go to joincrowdhealth.com/99 to learn more and then enter the code Newsworthy at signup. That's joincrowdhealth.com/99 and then use the promo code Newsworthy. Crowd Health is not health insurance. It's a community-powered alternative. Term and conditions may apply. Facebook is finally back online after a massive outage. Facebook, along with the other apps it owns, like Instagram and WhatsApp, were down for more than 6 hours yesterday. A tracking firm says this outage was the most widespread in Facebook's history. The social media giant blamed the problem on what it called a configuration error, so not a cyber attack. The outage cut off communications between Facebook's data centers, and because of that, the platform would not work for billions of users. The internal systems were hit too, meaning some Facebook employees could not get into buildings or conference rooms because their digital badges stopped working. And security engineers had a hard time fixing the problem because even they could not get into server areas. But things slowly started coming back online last night, and the company says no user data was compromised. Remember, Facebook was already in the throes of a separate crisis before this outage happened. A former employee is accusing Facebook of prioritizing profits over what's good for the public, something the social media giant denies. That whistleblower is going to be testifying about that in front of Congress today, but the two issues are not thought to be connected. People who work behind the scenes in Hollywood could go on strike soon. Members of the International Alliance of Theatrical Stage Employees overwhelmingly voted to strike. The group represents tens of thousands of workers like camera operators, set builders, makeup artists, editors, and more. A national walkout would bring nearly all film and TV production to a halt. To be clear, the strike is not happening yet, but the vote means the union now has the power to begin a strike at any time. This is all happening because the union has been pushing for better working conditions and higher pay for its members. But contract negotiations with the studios have stalled. The union is especially concerned about streaming platforms. It says workers are paid less for projects on Netflix, Disney, Amazon, and more than they are when they work for more traditional media production companies. And the demand for new content has led to grueling production schedules. But the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers, which represents streaming giants like Netflix, Hulu, and HBO Max, says it's offered a fair package that includes expanded rest breaks. But the workers' union rejected that offer. The two sides are expected to meet again this week, so stay tuned. Captain Kirk is going to space, for real this time, or at least the actor who played him on the original Star Trek. William Shatner will join a Blue Origin crew on a space flight next month. He's 90 years old, which will make him the oldest person to have ever flown to space. Remember, Blue Origin launched its first human space flight over the summer with the company's founder, Jeff Bezos, and a few other people on board. This will be the second. And this time, Shatner will be part of a 4-person crew, including 2 paying customers and Blue Origin executive Audrey Powers, who used to be a flight controller for NASA. The trip will go to space for just a few minutes, just past the internationally recognized boundary of space. Quarterback Tom Brady is now the NFL's all-time leader for passing yards. He's now thrown for more than 80,500 yards. Brady broke the record previously held by quarterback Drew Brees, who retired in 2018 after 20 seasons. Fittingly enough, Brady set the new record while playing against his old team, the New England Patriots, at Gillette Stadium in Massachusetts. Brady spent 20 years with the Patriots and won 6 Super Bowls with the franchise. He's now in his second season with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. After Sunday's game, Brady gave credit to the wide receivers who he says have always done a great job catching his passes. Also in the sports world, history was made on the racetrack. Bubba Wallace won his first NASCAR Cup Series race at Talladega Superspeedway. Wallace is the first black man to win at NASCAR's Elite Cup level in nearly 60 years. The only other man to do it was Hall of Fame driver Wendell Scott in 1963. Today, we are all encouraged to show some extra gratitude for the teachers in our lives. That's because it's World Teachers Day. The holiday has been celebrated every year since 1994. The day falls on October 5th because that was the day in 1966 when the United Nations adopted guidelines to promote the status of teachers around the world. For this year's theme, UNESCO chose the slogan, "Teachers at the Heart of Education Recovery." The idea is to find ways to support teachers as they work to get their students back on track during a global pandemic. And that's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Trivia Tuesday, when we ask a different trivia question every week. But first, thanks to our sponsor, Ritual. You all know I love to cite research, and Ritual offers plenty of it. The company says more than 97% of women 19 to 50 years old are not getting enough vitamin D in their diet, and 95% are not getting their recommended daily intake of key omega-3s. So Ritual invested in research for their Essential for Women 18 Plus multivitamin, specifically designed to help fill nutrient gaps in the diets of women ages 18 and up. The results? In a study published in the scientific journal Frontiers in Nutrition, Ritual's Essential for Women 18 Plus multivitamin was shown to increase vitamin D levels by 43% and omega-3 DHA levels by 41% in 12 weeks. It's part of the reason I feel so great about taking my Ritual vitamins as part of my everyday. I'm currently taking the postnatal vitamin, and I love knowing I'm not only getting those extra nutrients, but also the ingredients are non-GMO, traceable, and vegan-friendly, so there's no shady stuff in there. And right now, Ritual is offering my listeners 10% off your first 3 months. Just visit ritual.com/newsworthy and turn healthy habits into a ritual. That's 10% off at ritual.com/newsworthy. Okay, now back to Trivia Tuesday. Today's trivia question is, what's the brightest star in the sky? You can answer the question and play along on Instagram. Just find and follow us at newsworthypod. Just look for the trivia quiz in our Instagram stories today. As for last week's trivia question, what is the most common letter in the English language? The answer is E. The man who invented Morse code, Samuel Morse, was the first to figure this out, and it was later confirmed in a review of the Oxford English Dictionary. That review found that E shows up in 11% of all English words. The second most common letter is A, which appears in about 8% of words. E's prevalence is no surprise when you stop to think about which words we use on a regular basis. The most used word in English is the. Be is the most common verb, and E is in all of our major pronouns, like he, she, me, and they. All right, thank you for tuning in to The Newsworthy today and every day, and a special thank you to The Newsworthy Insiders for all your support of the show. As always, we'll be back with more tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.